To the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott with Pro-Life Colorado sitting in for Bob Enyart. We both had a pretty interesting day today. I was in court again. It's been almost 2 years on the same case in court today. I had to go today again for a follow-up sentencing. Let me recount what's been going on. I got accused of breaking the bubble law in 2007. And it turned out that it was a Planned Parenthood employee that was two Planned Parenthood employees that were wired walking down the sidewalk trying to trap me into talking to them. And according to them, I stepped 6 inches too close. And I'm supposed to be 8 feet away when I talk to someone going into a medical facility within 100 feet of their door. So there's a 100-foot bubble around Planned Parenthood, and within that 100-foot bubble, I have to be 8 feet away before I can talk to someone without their permission. So apparently they thought that there were two cases against me. One, it was proven that I was 11 feet away, and in the second case, the two employees, and you know what's kind of disgusting about one of the employees, Julie Labar, she's heads up the Growing Up Smart program at Planned Parenthood, and she described it as comprehensive sex education to middle school through high school and on program for children, which is something that upsets my stomach when you think about what they teach these young kids. But she was the one that was wired, along with some guy that worked for their computer department. And they walked in posing as clients. Now, her testimony was that she didn't try to trap me. She didn't want me to talk to her. She just wanted to see what it was like for anyone to walk down the sidewalk with me on it, which wasn't true. It was an obvious entrapment. In fact, this woman lied to get me arrested. And not only did she lie, she admitted on the witness stand that she lied to the police so that I would be arrested. Can you believe that? Someone from Planned Parenthood, a place that would rip the arms and legs off of innocent little baby boys and girls, would lie? If you ask me, anyone that's willing to kill an innocent baby would have no problem lying to stop someone from killing a child. So she admitted on the witness stand that she lied, and yet the jury found me guilty. The jury found me guilty, even though the woman said that she was a liar and that she would do what it takes to get me arrested. That was not a shocker. And I'll tell you why it wasn't a shocker. I had 24 people to pick from for a jury. And the first 12 that got up, my jury was only going to be 6 people. And the first 12 sat down, and my lawyer got to question them, and the prosecution got to question them. And it turns out that 5 out of the 12 people were closely affiliated with Planned Parenthood. That was a little shocking to me, because although I've had Planned Parenthood employees show up for other juries, never in this number. One of them was an employee. She was the wife of a board member. And when asked if she could be fair, she said yes, so the judge would not throw her off the jury. The judge can throw people off for what they call cause if they see conflicting interests between the potential juror and the defendant. But the judge didn't see any conflicting interests, so he left her on. And I have the ability, when you're going to have a 6-man jury, you can throw 3 people off the jury. So I could throw 3 people, so obviously she was going to be one of them. Then there was another one that was, he worked for Quest, but at Planned Parenthood. He could be fair, so he said, so he was on. A major contributor, she could be fair, so the judge wouldn't throw her off. Another one that was adamantly pro-choice, she could be fair, although she was adamant, so he wouldn't throw her off. And then, let's see, what was the other one? A death squirt from Planned Parenthood. So, that man actually, and shockingly, excused himself. So when all was said and done, I ended up with one Planned Parenthood person on my jury because I ran out of ways to throw them off. So I got this guy. So it wasn't surprising to me that I would be found guilty. So what the sentence was, 6 months in jail, but they suspended that. And today, because the prosecution argued after the sentencing that they had not given me enough, I had to go back to court today to go before the judge again to see if I would get community service. The prosecutor said he wanted me 100 yards away from Planned Parenthood. Today he said it was 100 feet. And community service, all kinds of different things that they wanted to contrive to add to my sentence. So we got to court today with my lawyer to combat whatever they were going to throw at us. And thankfully, the prosecution got up and talked about how I was not going to be able to contain myself. I'm not mature enough to control myself, and since I have had other cases in the past, would not have the incentive to behave for the year that I'm supposed to behave. See, I got a 6-month sentence, but it was suspended. And for the next year, I can't be caught in anything or convicted for anything, or I will go to jail for 6 months. So the prosecutor didn't think that that would be enough incentive for me to not go within the 100 feet and talk within 8 feet again. So he was trying to add all this stuff, but the judge saw through it. I think he saw through the trial also, and he denied any of their motions. So I have no community service. I have no amount of feet that I have to be away from there. I'm allowed to go back out and do everything that I've done in the past. Thank God. Thank God that I'll be able to be there. It's so encouraging. We've had young, new people out there almost every day that are chomping at the bit to jump in with both feet and be trained. And they have a heart for the Lord. They have a heart for the babies. It's been exciting. And I didn't want to lose the ability to train them and watch them grow in their separate ministries. But and on top of that, they've been so willing, happily willing to help me with whatever I need with the moms or anything. So it's been a huge blessing. And a lot of it comes from because Planned Parenthood decided they were going to come after me. It kind of shook these kids and said, hey, wait a minute. No, we're going to go help her. So that was really neat. And today is September 30th. It is the last day of the telethon. So we're asking you to please call in your pledge and support for Bob Enyart Live. He needs to stay on the air and he needs money to do that. He has affected so many lives just in the last month. Forget the last year, mine included. He's been able to speak at the Colorado Right to Life banquet. And during that time, they were listing off everything that the pro-life ministries in Colorado has accomplished. And Bob has been a part of every single thing they listed. And I didn't think the list was going to end. It just went on and on and on. And it was fabulous to hear it. It was just absolutely fabulous to see it all drawn out for us on exactly what's going on in the state and how it's taking place, where it's going, the vision. If you have listened to Bob's show for any length of time at all, you know that Bob has vision. And not only does he have vision, he's able to give that vision to other people. Like, they capture the vision and they follow through with Bob and they accomplish great things. Look at the sheets of shame. Although I tease Bob saying, you finally got what you always wanted, a sweatshop. and I was just teasing. He had over 90 people working day in and day out, night and day, for 6 weeks. One word to the wrong person, and that project would have gone down the tubes. Every single one of those persons captured that vision, and they were able to accomplish the sheets of shame up on the side of the mountain. Unbelievable.
Now, sheets of shame.
Yeah.
Scott,
hi, Bob.
It is really fun to listen to this show. I was at court, Jefferson County Courthouse, but driving in, that Joe, I didn't know all that about your jury pool.
Oh.
You are at Planned Parenthood trying to save kids from being killed by their abortionist. And I knew that their star witness lied to the police, lied to the court, was caught in perjury, admitted perjury.
Yes.
And yet the jury convicted you.
Yes.
Of violating the bubble law.
Yes.
So you got 6 months suspended sentence.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know about the jury pool.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
You had the jury pool from hell.
I had the jury pool from Planned Parenthood, which is equivalent.
Which is the same thing. Yeah. By the way, Joe, thanks for mentioning the telethon. We just got $100 from Indiana from Randy.
Oh, thank you.
And $100 from Curtis from North Glen.
Wow, thank you.
Isn't that exciting? The phone number here, 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278. We really need support because
yes. We're
way behind our telethon goal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we've been busy with all these things you just mentioned.
Yeah, you're always raising money for somebody else.
Yeah, it's a curse.
Yeah.
But Joe, with your jury pool, has your attorney, Jim Rouse, right?
Right.
Has he talked about, since the judge would not excuse those jurors for cause,
right,
and you had to use what they call your peremptory challenges?
Yes.
Has he talked about filing an appeal on those grounds?
We're talking about the appeal now. I don't know if we're going to use that or not.
All right. Because, you know, of all the trials you've had, your husband, Ken Scott, has had, I've had, some of us have more trial court time than a lot of trial attorneys.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yes.
Well, I won an appeal on those very grounds. The juror was obviously biased. The judge refused to excuse for cause, and I objected, and we appealed, and we won the appeal, and the appellate court threw out the conviction.
I think the reason you won is because you objected. And
yeah. Sometimes our attorneys, we didn't mention him by name, did we?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, then let's change the topic.
Okay.
You know, sometimes pro-life, pro-se defendants do a really good job sometimes.
Yes, they do.
I mean, your husband is...
he's famous for that.
He's famous for it. And yeah. Some of us are going to court in Colorado Springs because of our protests that focus on the family, where they're showing that video of Dr. Dobson's pledge before God, which he has now violated by saying he'll vote for a child killer like McCain. And he said he never would, and now he is.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, and Focus on the Family has admitted to us in a letter on their letterhead that Dr. Dobson has violated his pledge, but right or wrong, he thinks he's going to do it.
And that's amazing that he said right or wrong.
Yeah, it's like just devastating. $250.
Wow.
Joe Scott, can you do the show for five more days in a row? $250 from Steve from Firestone, Colorado.
All right.
$250. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. And maybe a few more people could call. Please, we need your help. 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278. Joe Scott, you mentioned we put the sheets of shame up on the mountain.
Yeah, and you were in court today because of that.
Yeah, indirectly. Someone, a liberal, became extremely angry and has sent sort of somewhat of a threatening letter. So just getting a restraining order. But that's, we don't need to take time with that.
Mm-hmm.
The extraordinary thing in court today is that you were in court for your sentencing, for the conclusion of your sentencing, and you're still able to go to the abortion clinic.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of death squads that are not happy about that. They've been kind of chiding me. One of them has a motor scooter, little motor scooter, and he drives as close as he can without hitting me to me just to say, Babala. You know, like he's
Bubble-a.
Like he's going to
hit you,
hurt me by saying those things. And just
I remember Leanne Dexter did that, one of the abortionists at Planned Parenthood, his neighbor. We were at a home protest.
I was there.
At the abortionist's home. That's Edward Patrick O'Loughlin.
Mm-hmm.
And his neighbor coming down toward us, I was going across the cul-de-sac with a stroller. My son Zachary was in the stroller as a little baby. And she sped up and swerved toward us so that people literally jumped out of the way of her car. And I swung the baby carriage and hit a parked car to get between her coming toward us and the parked car. Because we were just walking across the cul-de-sac.
Right.
And she literally drove at us, vehicular threatening, and we called the police immediately. They came. They don't talk to us. They always talk to the pro-aborts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the ones who called 911. Right. So they go in and talk to the pro-abort, and the police officer came out in Arapahoe County and asked me, so what happened? And I told him how she threatened us and came right at us. And he said, well, that's exactly what she said, so I'm going to write her up for vehicular threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And the next weekday, that was a Saturday, Monday morning, the sheriff of Arapahoe County put out a press release and said, we're dropping the charges against her.
And Leanne it was Dexter. Sullivan, wasn't his name? Sullivan,
Sheriff Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up meeting with his undersecretary, Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Grayson. And so anyway, it's open season on pro-lifers, of course.
Yeah.
You could assault them. You could target them with your cars. And so we realized that we really were the ones at fault. So we held a trial right there in the cul-de-sac.
That was so much fun.
That was fun, right?
We
charged ourselves with incompetent protesting.
Mm-hmm.
We found ourselves guilty, and we sentenced ourselves, each person, to 100 hours of community service, $70 from Longmont, Colorado.
Wow.
Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Joe, could you do the show for the next 10 days?
Sure, if it keeps this up.
1-800-8-NYAR, if you could please help us with revenue, a one-time gift, or a monthly pledge, or a subscription to our Bible study albums. They're a lot of fun. And not only Bible study albums, but our BEL televised classics, the old TV shows back on DVD. That's fun.
Great.
And our topical videos, our sermons. So there's so much you could subscribe to help us stay on the air. What's this? Jim from Colorado, $100.
Wow. Pledge. Fabulous.
Wow. Joe, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, I'll give you guys about 3 weeks to cut that out.
Yeah.
1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So we sentenced ourselves to community service, 100 hours, in that cul-de-sac, learning how to be better pro-life protesters.
Oh, boy, did they hate that.
They hated that, and that's what led to the Arapahoe County Ordinance against residential picketing. You have to keep walking.
Remember,
666 feet.
To get publicity for that, we had to buy our own space in the newspaper and post that.
That's right.
But it really upset everybody.
That's
it was
right.
fun.
That's right. We did that. And then, of course, the same pro-abort Republican, right, introduced the residential protesting statewide, which is now passed. Mm-hmm. What was that? House Bill 192, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Senate Bill 192, Steve Ward. And so that's passed, and, you know, we mostly ignore these things, though, because they're killing kids.
They're killing babies.
Yeah,
and
they're killing babies.
We're just going to stay out on the street saving
them. Continue trying to save kids and trying to stop it permanently, legalize child killing.
That's
but
right.
It's hard with John McCain running because he's a pro-abort child killer, authorizes child killing, funds child killing, believes in child killing. Says the state should decide whether to kill kids. That's just his latest dodge. He's pro Roe v. Wade. He's just lying to Christian pro-lifers. He's not a Christian. He's against Christian morality. He's pro-homosexual, anti-free speech, McCain-Feingold, anti-secure borders. He's just a liberal Democrat lying to you to get you to support him.
Yeah, along with the rest of the Republican Party, I found it interesting that during the RNC, Giuliani spoke And then Palin spoke. I mean, they threw the bone to the pro-aborts and then to us. And we're supposed to, and we're all
and
drooling.
And a Christian talk show host compared Sarah Palin to Esther in the Bible.
Really?
And I was sort of stunned because, you know, Esther
saved her people.
Saved her people, stood up for the innocent, and showed that it's wrong to kill the innocent. And you know what was interesting? The government wasn't killing the innocent. The government said, if you want to, you could kill the innocent. It's very similar to abortion because the government doesn't run abortion mills. They just say, if you want to, you could kill babies.
Mm-hmm.
We'll allow you. We'll authorize it. And so that's what was happening in Esther's time. The government wasn't going to kill the Jews. The government said throughout all their provinces in the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, you can kill the Jews if you want to. So Esther ends up with the king, his ear, points out how wrong that is. The king listens and he gives an edict and turns it around. So now the Jews can be protected, defended. Well, imagine if Esther was like Sarah Palin.
Oh,
and
my.
She really wanted to be in the royal palace. Oh, she my. Wanted it bad. I've seen Dick Cheney's home. It's a nice house.
Yeah.
So she really wanted to be in the royal palace. So she said, all right, king, how about this? Each province could decide whether they're going to kill the Jews or not.
Oh, my.
Each province. Why don't we do that? Because that's what Sarah Palin is saying. Each state could decide whether to kill the kids. She's never said that before. She was against abortion. She knew kids were children. Kids were precious, made in God's image and likeness. But, you know, the Republican Party politics has a way of getting you to disobey God and to obey man. And so with the lust for to be a player, then, hey, let the states decide who they're going to kill, Jews, blacks, or babies. I don't care. It's not my job. I just want to be the head of the federal government.
It's above her pay grade.
Above her pay grade. Right. Yeah, Obama comes out and says it's above my pay grade, and McCain admits it. He says, hey, that's not my job. It's just another dodge. The buck stops there when it comes to killing kids. You're running for mayor or governor, you say abortion is a federal issue. You're running for president, you say abortion is a state's rights issue, which we have Ron Paul to thank, the immoral Christians in the Libertarian Party, and, you know, all those who have believed that damnable lie that any governmental authority somehow has the right to decriminalize murder. It's insane.
Yes, it is. It's really insane. And to compare her to Esther is, well, she has McCain's ear.
It's an insult to Esther.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Esther. Esther's a friend of the innocent.
That's
Sarah
right.
Palin is no Esther.
No.
No. So, Joe, you didn't. I'm disappointed about one part of your sentence from today in court.
What?
You were not sentenced to
community service.
I was hoping you were.
That wouldn't have bothered me at all.
Yeah, maybe they'd give you 100 hours, 200 hours of community service. Could you tell the audience, this is in studio, Joe Scott, founder of Pro-Life Colorado with her husband, Ken Scott. Could you tell the audience what we had planned if you were sentenced for, say, 200 hours of community service?
Yeah, I would do the community service through my church. You're my pastor. And through the church, I would have served 200 hours outside of the abortion mill.
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
So Denver Bible Church, we have often, in fact, Christians and pro-lifers in the Denver area have heard about this over the years, 17 years on the air. And so if a friend, a neighbor, whoever gets sentenced to community service, they call up Denver Bible Church and they say, hey, can so-and-so do the community service with you guys? And we say, sure. $100 from Thornton, Colorado. Bo, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Bo.
Wow, $100. The phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Joe Scott, why can't I do this when I'm on the air?
Because you don't push as hard when you're raising it for you, I think.
Oh, man, $100. Thank you, Thornton. 1-800-8-NYARTS. That's our phone number. Or you could go online, KGOV.com. And, you know, if somebody gave a monthly pledge like $100 a month or subscribed $35 to a monthly Bible study album or $25 a month for the BEL TV classics, we multiply that by 10 to apply that to our telethon goal of $35,000.
We need it. We need it. You know, we've got about 4 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be neat if we could get a couple of $100 for each minute that we have left in the show? That would be fabulous.
That would be great.
Every single penny goes into the ministry.
Well, keeping all this going.
Keeping it going. It has to.
You know, we got a big budget behind this show.
Yeah.
1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. So people come and say, well, we have 100 hours community service. And as the pastor of Denver Bible Church, I say, okay, we have a community outreach program, and we would like you to be at the abortion clinic, 20th and Vine, for how many hours a week can you do? Oh, look at this, $100 cash. Came in during the show. One of our listeners knew where the BEL cabin is, nestled in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, and brought in $100 cash. Now, Planned Parenthood is no longer at 20th and Vine.
No, it isn't.
It's now at the old Stapleton neighborhood.
38th and Pontiac.
Right, by Quebec and I-70 in Denver. But we'd give them community service. They'd have to go to the abortion clinic. And they'd have to work there. And so we were going to sentence you, Joe. But now we can't. The judge didn't give you
that privilege.
No. But that's all right. You have a heart for the innocent and the Lord. So
it wasn't just the judge. It was the prosecutor. He didn't want it. It surprised me because the judge asked him, now, what do you want for community service? And he said, we don't have anything that we want for communities because they probably
know. Well, we've been doing
this
for many, many years.
Yeah.
So they probably know it backfires. Yeah. Uh-oh, Joe's got 100 hours of community service.
Yeah. Look out.
All right. And I was thrilled to hear about the young people who go to the abortion clinic now at 38th and Pontiac to encourage you to reach out to the victims, to protect innocent children, to help the mothers, and to honor God, love your neighbor as yourself. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's neat to see them grow because they're there. Mm-hmm. You know, the questions they ask are great, and they're their dedication is fabulous, and it's such an encouragement because we need new people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We need new people. And hopefully we'll win this war. You know, American Right to Life set itself a 12-year goal to stop abortion. They were launched in November of last year, so it'll be 11 years to go. And on their webpage, AmericanRightToLife.org, under Who We Are, it says that if in 12 years, abortion has not ended, legalized child killing, then the founders, the officers will resign and give the organization over to a new group of leaders because for whatever reason, they've failed to end it. So there are no retirement programs. There are no bloated salaries. There's no abortion. There's no pro-life industry mindset at American Right to Life. $300.
Oh, my goodness.
$300.
Oh, my God.
$500.
We did it,
from
Bob.
From Dave in Denver.
Dave.
$500.
Dave, thank you.
Joe, I'm quitting the show. I'm just flat out quitting. You've got to do the show from now on. 1-800-8-NYART. We only have half a minute. 1-800-836-9278. Please, if you can, call in and help or online, kgov.com. Joe Scott, thanks for being in studio.
It's a pleasure.
And for being at the abortion clinic and serving the Lord and all the people who've come to salvation through the pro-life ministry. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.